But right now, it's time for our Thursday staple. Am I the jerk?
Am I the jerk? 1310 at gmail.com is where you can send your submissions. And I have one that was texted to me.
Ooh, okay.
By one of my buddies. It starts out, am I the jerk? Pulling down the parking lot of the grocery store, I can see the first parking spot on the row is open. As I go to swing into the spot, I notice the large SUV in the second spot is over the line by a good amount. Mm. But given my car is pretty small, I can still squeeze in. When I get out, I notice the driver of the SUV will not have enough space between the cars to open the driver's side door. I say, oh well, his fault for parking over the line. Thankfully, when I leave the store, they were already gone, so no awkward encounters. So was he the jerk for pulling into that spot anyway?
Nope.
Knowing that the driver would not have enough
room. The driver is the jerk in that scenario.
And don't you risk door ding?
That's what I was going to say. If you're okay with that, if you're okay with that, if you're fine with a little door ding, then you, I almost might aim for that spot just because I see that person is so egregiously over the line.
Yeah, when I had my older car, I didn't really care if I got door dinged. And if I saw something like that, I would park where you couldn't even open the door an inch.
Yeah, dude, in college, right, I did not care. My Jeep Liberty could get all the dings, did not care.
I like, enjoy getting in the passenger side. It's better than the alternative rubbing some sort of, you know, stuff on the door handle.
But it is kind of a jerk move to do that.
If I'm parked between the lines, I know, and you're over but the still, line, you can't get in your car. That's on you.
I see your point. Two jerks don't make a non-jerk.
Right. They don't cancel each other out.
So you,
like, it's a jerk move for him to park over the line. I'm 100% with that.
Man.
So if you just
but knowing that he's not going to have enough room to get in, I think that qualifies as a jerk move.
I think it qualifies as you're educating a complete moron jackass.
You can be a jerk while teaching lessons, and I think that's what was going on there.
Yeah, and you know what? That's how some coaches win championships.
That's right.
Now, he didn't completely shut him off like Matt said he would, but it would take you'd have to get real thin,
right,
and squeeze in, especially if you had bags. You have to do the bags on the other side just to squeeze in to get in the car. So I don't think my buddy Brian is a complete jerk. It's a little bit of a jerk move knowing they didn't have any room.
The jerk move is when you park really close to a car like that that's over the line. Boxing them in where they can't get in is fine. The jerk move is when you open your door and like smash it hard into their car and try to give them a dent. And then maybe they'll learn.
Wow. And then that's three jerk moves. That's all equal to everyone being jerks.
But now
you're a jerk for parking over the line.
Up 2-1 at that point.
Yeah, you're a jerk for parking so close that they can't get in. But then when they open the door purposely to ding your car, that is a jerk move. Maybe the biggest jerk move of them all.
Has that ever happened to you while you were in your car or seen somebody do that? Because I've absolutely had somebody swing their door open and just
purposely.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Did you say something?
I kind of got out and was like, feel that? Because I felt the earthquake after that hit my car. You're a real jerk. That's what I said. I said, you're a real jerk. I don't like confrontation, but it was one of the most egregious, I do not give an F moments I've ever seen.
All right. Let's move on. This is from Noah.
Whoa.
Of Ark?
Very nice. Yeah.
No.
How old is he?
No. Out of Ark.
980?
Yeah. How many people do you bring on that thing?
I was helping my neighbor move from Decatur to Forney. I had a ticket to the Stars game that night and wanted to leave the house around 3:15 or so to get dinner before the game. I rode with my neighbor in the U-Haul and he told me we'd be back by 2. Some other guys were helping and my neighbor picked him up to Forney as well, from Forney as well. When we get there, my neighbor isn't exactly in a hurry, talking to relatives about cars, business, etc. When 1:15 came around, I left the guys mid-moving, took the pickup back home to Decatur with my neighbor's permission, and made the rest of the guys ride 3 deep in the U-Haul once they finished. Am I the jerk? That's from Noah.
No.
Not at all. You had a set time you needed to leave and be somewhere. You made that clear in the beginning.
Ahead of time.
And got permission.
That never works out. Anyone that tells you, no, we'll be done by then.
No, you won't.
It never happens.
Yeah, but I think it's fair since he did say ahead of time, hey, that you go, look, man, remember I told you I have to go. I got to get out of here.
And I got to eat before the game.
Decatur to Forney is got to be like an hour and a half.
It's that almost one of those things to where I'll help you out, but maybe I need to drive so I can leave when I need to get out.
Exactly. I'll meet you guys there.
Right.
I have errands to run, things to do, life to live.
Taking the truck is having those guys just kind of ride as lovers in the U-Haul as they're going back seems...
Not jerky, but that just sucks for those guys.
It does suck for that guy. Okay, guys. Hello. I grew up attending a local church here in the DFW, and every Sunday before church, my dad would look around and strategically choose where we sat. For a time, I didn't know why, but it seemed like he was avoiding someone. He was. He was avoiding... the Whistler. There was a man in our church who, rather than sing during the congregational hymns, he would whistle. Not loudly, but he would whistle.
The Vandy Whistler?
If you sat near him, if you sat in front of him, it would ring in your ears. Oh man, it was annoying, but particularly so after I figured out that my dad was annoyed by it. But the question remains, who was the jerk? The Whistler for singing during church? Or my dad for being annoyed by this man who was expressing his joy for the Lord
through whistles.
The Whistler, come on.
Donnie's a bit of a whistler. What do you think about this one?
Yeah, you like to whistle while you work.
I do.
I'm good.
But I'm wondering, would you rather hear me whistle or sing really badly? Like, which one would annoy you the most? Like, you're out of tune. Whistling. And I'm thinking that maybe... this dude just can't sing.
Man, the whistling pierces through everything. Whereas if you just don't sing well and you're singing in a group, you can kind of fade into the back, especially if you're in a crowd.
Well, if you're in a choir, yes.
Yeah.
But if you're just out in the congregation and you're standing there and you're singing really badly.
I think that's fine. That's way better than the whistle, because I can pick the whistle out of the crowd and find you. Whereas, like, the bad singing, if I'm not sitting directly next to you...
Everybody's a bad singer.
Right.
Most people, I would think, are worse than they think they are. But whistler...
Yeah.
Because are we talking if it's that ear-piercing, like, really loud, between-your-fingers type whistle? That's...
Yeah, there's no way they're doing that in church, though,
if
right?
He's just whistling. He's doing the whistle call.
Yeah, no, they're not doing that.
So he's whistling the worship songs, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But ripping it.
It wouldn't bother me, I guess, because I am a whistler.
Yeah.
Would you start whistling with them?
No, because...
Like, hey, man, I whistle too.
We can do the whistle
and then
choir.
They have a choir of just whistlers and no singing.
And now we bring out the Lord's whistler.
We were told growing up, and I still adhere to this very day, that you do not whistle a church song.
Really?
Yep.
Is that the Satan singing?
God will smite you.
I don't know, but...
It's because God doesn't have lips, so he can't whistle.
But that's not true. But yeah, we were told that growing up, and I still, even if I attempt to maybe even whistle a church... Oh, can't whistle a church song, and I'll stop.
God will get you for that.
God, that's maybe one of the amendments to the, to the Ten Commandments.
Add, that's the 11th
Thou
commandment.
Thou shalt not whistle a church song.
Did you ever church
song? And maybe that dude will stop if you amend that to the Ten Commandments.
You just got
to
put it on the rule list.
That's my whole point.
Have you ever been to a Catholic church?
No.
So at Catholic churches, my grandparents used to go to a Catholic church out in East Texas and in Mineola, and... My cousins lived in Mineola. They all grew up out there. And so when we would stay with my grandparents, we would go to church with them. And my one cousin, she used to tell me, she go, because they will randomly, and I'm sure it's not random, but for whatever, they'll ring a bell in the church service, like a little ding ding ding. And she, because they went every Sunday, now as an adult I know, she must have known when it was coming because she'd lean over. She goes, they ring the bell, you're going to get in trouble. I go, why would I get in trouble? Ding ding ding.
Like,
oh my God, they can hear me.
Like, they can caught me. I didn't do anything.
That's a great bit. It was. And I think me and my brother, Chris, we were horrified because it was always right after we talked back to her, the bell would ring and we thought we got in trouble. And we're like, oh my God, how can they hear us? And we just sit there like so frozen. Because you're 8, 10 years old, whatever.
Hey, you believe anything.
Every time you sin, the bell rings.
Treat me like a bitch.
He understands your thoughts. When you think bad thoughts, the bell's going to ring. Yeah, and then, no, it won't. See, watch this.
Dude, if that's true, You know how many angels a day get their wings based on my thoughts?
There's not a shortage of wings.
Wow.
That I give it out.
I mean, I had a great one coming out of Starbucks this morning.
I have to take...
Keep it yourself.
And Angel's like, thank you, man. Yeah, I got those wings. That's what those cards that you're getting. They're coming from the angels that are now getting their wings from Matt's bad thoughts.
The person I opened the door for would have been so freaked
okay.
out.
Okay. We get it. You still have a month, though. You can think those thoughts.
No, wasn't that.
It was a new one. It was a different one.
I came up with a really good idea for a serial killer.
Okay. Well, I need to hear this.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
We can actually do that on air.
Another angel will get his wings.
Yeah, okay, I'll tell you. So I held open the door. Okay. Am I the jerk? This is great.
Okay.
So this is great. I went down the street, got a little coffee, and I noticed that she was getting hers and about to turn around and walk out the door. Both of her hands were full. So I hold the door open for her, and she doesn't say thank you or anything. She just walks out. So in my head, I just go, man. And then I just had this thought. I was like, gotta be a really good idea for a serial killer, the thank you serial killer who kills people that don't thank them for opening the door. And like the detectives would have to figure out like what's the connection between these people. And maybe they see that they've been in public places and they have video where there's no, they didn't say thank you.
Okay.
So am I the jerk for thinking that, or is she the jerk for not thanking me for holding open the door?
She's 100% the jerk for not thanking you.
All right.
You are having jerkish tendencies.
Yeah.
By imagining
it's a
what her head would look like on a stick.
Yeah. You might even be exceeding jerk tendencies at that
More
point.
Scary tendencies. Yeah. I don't know
what the hell is going on.
That's am I a psychopath? You might want to do that segment
that's
next
Fridays
week.
Right.
While you're out tomorrow.
Okay,
yeah. We'll
yeah,
do
yeah, that's
am
Fridays.
I a psychopath?
Awesome.
Okay. One more quickly. And I'm going to take my man who, or I don't even know if it's a fella who did this. At its word.
Yeah, don't assume their gender.
I'm not.
Just because the name's Pat, you don't know.
I'm not. But I'll let you be the judge, okay?
Okay.
I guess I was taking too long to order at McDonald's. The lady behind me honked her horn and was mouthing out of her window. When I got to the window to pay, I also paid for hers. As we pulled up, I saw her lean out of her window and wave and say thank you. When I got to the window to pick up my food, I handed both receipts to the cashier and got both orders. So now when she pulls up, she'll have to order again and wait.
Yeah, buddy.
Am I the jerk?
That's awesome.
No, you're the genius.
It's kind of, I mean, it's a jerk move, but yeah.
Yes, okay. We have to be honest with this segment. It's a jerk move that's funny as hell.
She paid for it, though. Like, she paid for that food.
She got both meals.
And how can you take so long in a drive-thru?
It's never the person in line's fault. Like, you might think, oh, what are they ordering? The whole menu? But, like...
You never know what's going on inside. They probably told them, hey, could you hang on just a second before you order? And you're just sitting there, and maybe they're trying to let the flow of cars in front of them so they can catch up. All that.
It's never the person in traffic's fault in a drive-thru that it's not.
But everyone
moving
behind you thinks it's your fault when you're sitting there.
And I'm guilty of...
Sometimes
doing the exact same thing. I mean, what is this guy ordering? And like, it's just
how
not
fast
that.
Do you think this thing is going? Just patience.
Yes,
you're at the mercy. You're at the mercy,
man. To honk at somebody in a drive-thru,
you can't
line,
do that.
Dude.
I can't wait to utilize this. I would so do this.
I just gave you an idea.
Oh yeah, I can't wait.
I think that's a wonderful retort to somebody that honks at you in a drive-thru.
It's a jerk move.
It's better than violence,
but. It is funny to realize that she's going to have to order and wait. And someone behind them, behind her, is going to honk because when she gets there, she doesn't have anything.
It's gonna be awesome.
That's great. All right.
I would have
parked
right next door and watched that whole thing unfold.
As you're just gnawing on your tendies, just watching her have to sit there.
Start with her meal, too.
You just open up the bag and dump her meal.
I got it. Just give it to some birds.
Dangle it out the window.
Eat my cheeseburger on the way out the drive.
Am I the jerk? 1310@gmail.com. Please send in those submissions. We'll do it again next week, Thursdays at 10:50.